This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Over the course of 35 years, WHYY has brought you Radio Times with Marty Moss Cawain. Our mid-morning talk radio show comes to an end tomorrow, with Marty announcing she will no longer share her interviewing prowess with us on a daily basis. She will, however, begin hosting a weekly show called The Connection in the coming months. And Marty Moss Cawain joins us this morning to talk about this programming change. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, this is not only a programming change, it is a life change for you and your listeners.
Yes. I mean, change is good. I think we should all keep that in mind. The hard part was making that decision, and now that it's, you know, just about the end of Radio Times, I'm good with it. There's much I will miss. For me, anyway, I feel good about change.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to go back to some of your roots at WHYY. You began working on the Fresh Air show with the Fresh Air team as an associate producer, and that was in the early 80s. And before that, you were an intern?
So, yeah, I started as a volunteer intern in the newsroom. And to be honest with you, Jennifer, I was not a good reporter. It's important to learn what you're not good at. And I couldn't go out and gather a story and then have like an hour and a half worth of content and then winnow it down to 6 minutes or 4 minutes. I just literally would be paralyzed in front of my typewriter, my cigarette out of my mouth, you know, trying to finish a story. And I just, it wasn't my thing. So,
yeah. Well, good thing.
You found
your thing.
I did.
But what I find interesting about the story about you becoming an intern volunteer, was that at the coaching of your mother?
Well, it was my mother who, this was back in the 70s, discovered public radio, NPR, WHYY, or WUHY as we'll call it back then. And she literally called me and said, Marty, I found something I think you'd really, really like. And it's called NPR, and you should listen. And so I started listening to All Things Considered, and I listened to Fresh Air when it was a local show. But it was my husband who, when I said to him, you know, I think I'll go to graduate school and get a master's in journalism and then work at HYY, he said, no, just go down there, be an intern, be a volunteer, learn on the job, see if you like it, see if you're good at it.
Knock on the door and see what happens.
Exactly.
And at Fresh Air, it sounds like Terry Gross, our host, and the show's producer, Danny Miller, when you were working with them, they kind of advised you and encouraged you to get into interviewing. What did they see in Marty Moss Cawain?
I don't know why they thought I could do interviewing. They gave me a shot. What can I say? As an associate producer, I would listen to a lot of Terry's interviews with my headphones and my razor blade so I could edit things.
Editing tape at the time, exactly.
So, you know, she was in my head, and Terry sets the gold standard in terms of preparation. So I did my version of that kind of preparation. I'm not sure how great I was in the beginning, but I loved it.
And Radio Times comes along, a conversation, for sure, but you call it a show.
I do.
How does a conversation equal a show?
Yeah. I mean, I think they are different. Show is my shorthand, but I would say I approach interviewing as a conversation. To be honest with you, in my own mind, I think of live radio as a play. We find the guests, we write the script, I write the questions, I write the intros, write the outros, and then the curtain goes up at 10 o'clock and whatever happens, happens.
What is key to conversation that's impactful, specific to radio?
I do think that there's a kind of intentionality and a passion that can come across on the radio. A good conversation is one where, at least as the host, I try to transmit to whoever I'm talking to that I'm 100% committed to what we're talking about. And I've done my homework and you're in good hands. And while we might not agree on everything, I'm not going to sandbag you. You know, I will explore things with you.
And in these, you know, final moments of Radio Times, you've been interviewed by a number of people about the long road of 35 years.
Yeah.
And the word empathy comes up constantly. You know, Marty Moss Cawain empathy is authentic. It's a very real thing. It's palpable. I think you actually physically feel this when you're working. Do you?
I do. I mean, I don't know. I was a loved kid. That helps. I had parents that really cared about me and also gave me a lot of room to be myself. I'm a big crier. What can I say? I honestly do care about people. I do feel that. I always felt that my whole life. I'm lucky that way.
Yeah. Now you're launching a new radio show in the coming months, The Connection.
Yeah.
It sort of says it all, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like?
I have to say my sort of most comfortable interests are about psychology and human existence. And so The Connection, and it took me about a year to sort of find the word that I think describes where I am at in my life, which is to create a place to talk about what are we on this planet for? How do we be with each other? Who are we to each other? How do we raise children who care about other people? How do we live a good life, have a good death? You know, all those things that I think all of us share. The guest list is endless, but the focus is on just how to be a human being.
You make time for you. You make room for you.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little more of that.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for making it a good thing for so long. Really
thank
do
you,
appreciate it. And thank you for your time this morning.
Of course.
Marty Moscowane has been the host of Radio Times on WHYY for 35 years. The show comes to a close this Friday morning at 10 a.m. It is not a full-fledged goodbye. It is, I will see you later, because Marty will grace us with a new radio show called The Connection in the coming months.